Hello, everybody. Welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today's episode is a book review on Allie Hazelwood's Bride. So, we're back talking about the Omegaverse. And so, if you remember in our previous episode, we did a book review on The Fake Mate. And that was where Haley got the opportunity to explain to me all the inner and outer works of Omegaverse.
And I am very curious because this book is, like, I feel personally very different from Fake Mate in terms of the Omegaverse. So I was, like, very excited once I finished. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk to Amy about it because I want to hear her opinion on what the book is. And sort of a disclaimer is that Amy doesn't really like Allie Hazelwood as an author. So in terms of that, that is also another aspect that needs to be considered when we talk about the book, but I'm very excited. But the book is about, like, a vampire named Misery, and she is kind of like a hostage, but not really, just in the sense that they have this, alliance with the humans, and so they trade one vampire and one human for, like, 10 years or something like that. So she was basically, she's the daughter of, like, one of the councilmen. And so she went to the human world, and so that's kind of her experience. And then she came back, and then her father sold her to the werewolves in, like, a marriage alliance. That's kind of the story.
Diving into the book, I feel like we kind of have an idea of, like, the arranged marriage trope
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be diving into. And so I guess to start out, Haley did say that I have a history with Allie Hazelwood, so some background before we dive into, like, our reviews and our breakdowns of the book, just so you as a listener understand where I'm coming from, I have tried to read a lot of Allie Hazelwood's books because everyone says that they're, like, so good. So I've read The Love Hypothesis, and I gave that 3 stars. Like, I thought it was, like, okay, but not the greatest book I've ever read. Then I tried to read Love on the Brain, and I thought that was, like, 2 stars. It was very boring.
Mm.
And my most recent read, other than Bride, was Check and Mate, Allie Hazelwood's dive into YA romance. And I thought it was really boring and really bad. Like, I wasn't invested at all. And so, knowing we were going to read Bride, I'm like, this is, like, fourth time's a charm. Is Allie Hazelwood going to be able to get at least a 4-star rating from me?
And we're about to find out.
Yes.
So on that note, Amy, what did you rate the book?
3 stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not 2 stars. Mm-hmm. It was 3 stars.
So, but based off of that, because you rated Fake Mate 4 stars,
mm-hmm.
do you agree with that? You liked Fake Mate better than this one?
Okay, I think Fake Mate and Bride are pretty different in a sense where I feel like Fake Mate was more about, like, the spice.
Mm.
I felt like this one is more about the story.
Mm.
For our listeners, this book is going to be full of spoilers. I mean, this review is going to be full of spoilers, book spoilers, so, starting now. So in Bride, I do think that there was more of, like, a plot immediately when you get to know more about the main character Misery and how she is, ever since birth, was part of this, like, trade, this alliance, right? Where she had to go to live with the humans in order for there to be peace between humans and vampires. And then now her again over with the werewolves. And so I felt like right off the bat, there was, like, a storyline kind of going on where I'm like, okay, I can be, like, a little bit more invested, but there wasn't going to be sexy time right away. Whereas Fake Mate, I feel like going into it, they were, like, getting to be more attracted with each other. They're like, oh, let's just, like, do it because we're both in this situation mm-hmm. where we're going to be attracted to each other. And so I really think that was, like, the difference between the two stories, where it was like, okay, one is, like, so much spice, whereas Bride was not as much spice, but I do think, like, that was, like, the main difference. But the reason for the stars is that I feel like either it's just, like, Allie Hazelwood's writing style, I just, like, can't invest in the plot.
Okay.
I'm not like, oh, what's gonna happen? I'm dying to know. I'm more like, okay, I'm just gonna know what happens. So I'm curious for you. What did you rate it as someone who liked the Love Hypothesis?
Yeah, a lot. I'm I don't know why you don't like her writing. For me, I rated it 4 stars.
Oh,
I really
wow.
Okay. I really liked it. And it kind of brings me back to our last episode when we were talking about the different kinds of, like, shifter books. This, I was, like, really surprised because as I was reading it, I was like, this is an Omegaverse. Like, the whole time I'm reading it, I was like, I really need to read the definition on Omegaverse then, because it's not until, like, the very end when they're having sex that he's like, oh, I can't because of this. And I was like, as someone who, like, reads these kinds of books, I was like, you didn't have to add that in. There is a genre of books like this, like, shifter romances that are not Omegaverse, and, like, that's okay. So I was kind of curious on Allie Hazelwood's decision to make it Omegaverse in the sense, like, I don't know exactly what she knows in the sense of, like, if it was a decision to, like, oh, I'm gonna make this Omegaverse, or if it's kind of just, like, that was what maybe she thought was the only, like, option. Like, it had to be. Anyway, so I'm just saying that there are books that are shifter romances that don't have the, like, nodding aspect. And so I feel like it fits in that category more than it fits in, like, the Omegaverse, because they don't really have, like, betas or omegas. It's literally called Omegaverse, so I was like, I'm not really sure what the definition is, but just having nodding, I don't think makes it Omegaverse personally. So that was just, like, my analysis of the book, that I was like, shifter romances are a thing, like, and they have mates and things like that, like, it doesn't. Anyways, so I'm not sure if it was just, like, book talk that also didn't know, like, maybe she doesn't actually categorize it as Omegaverse. However, it sort of makes it that way because of the nodding. But anyways, so I was just like, technically.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, is this just paranormal romance?
Yeah.
Because vampires, werewolf, I mean, maybe they, like, mention beta, kind of, where it's like, oh yeah, I have a lot of seconds.
Yeah, but, like, I was like, that's not. Anyways, so based off who is categorizing this book kind of thing, I think it was probably my fault, just in the sense that I was listening to book talk.
Yeah.
And they are not always well informed. So I'm not actually sure if people are labeling it Omegaverse. However, I don't think it classifies as that.
You tell them, Haley.
But I do really like the book. Like, I read a lot of books like this. And so it does very much fit the, like, genre. And so I like it, personally.
Now, I just think it's the writing style.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it.
But what is it?
I don't know. I'm just not invested.
I would like to tell everybody that Amy read this book first. And so, I did know that she doesn't like Allie Hazelwood. And I did know that she didn't really like the book. And so, I was, like, kind of interested to see when I started reading it. Because I was like, is it because it's an Allie Hazelwood book, and that's why Amy doesn't like it? Or is the book bad? And as I was reading it, I was like, wait, this book is good. So I was genuinely like, Amy genuinely doesn't like something very fundamental about Allie Hazelwood's writing. And I'm not sure what it is, personally, because I thought we agree on most things. So I'm not sure what it is.
I think what we need is, like, one of those book talk videos where someone breaks down Allie Hazelwood's writing. Like, they could say something like, oh, Allie Hazelwood does this and this and this. And that's why, like, it makes her book so good, right? And maybe if I listen to that, I'm like, I don't like it when Allie Hazelwood writes like that. I mean, it was better than the other two books I read, which is Check and Mate and Love on the Brain. I felt like the paranormal aspect of it made it interesting. So just the fact that they were talking about, like, oh, if she, like, drank from him, then they would be, like, more connected as, like, an intimate bond.
Mm-hmm.
And all those aspects of, like, also, like, him shifting. And so I thought, like, that kind of, like, carried the story more.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, like, something about it. I need to figure it out. But, like, something about it where I was like, if I just put the book down, I could, like, forget about it.
Mm.
Or someday I might forget the plot of Rhyme. That's why it's, like, 3 stars. It was, like, good, but it was not great.
Yeah. I mean, I am happy that you even gave it 3 stars, because I was worried you were going to give it 2.
Well.
But I wish I had a better memory, because there is a book I've read that's, like, similar to this one that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, like, it reminds me of books that I've read that I really like. So I was like, I'm glad because I did buy it.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy I did because I actually like the book, which is more than I can say for some other books that I bought. But now I'm like, I want to have you read something else that's, like, similar but not Ellie Hazelwood and see if you're kind of like, I don't really like how, like, the story.
Yeah, like, this type of, like...
Yeah.
Would yeah.
You, like, be interested in
knowing? No, I'm curious. It's an experiment. You should give it to me, and then we'll see.
I know, because I was like, there's this one series. It's called, like, The Psy Changeling, and it's by Nalini Singh that I really like. And I was like, maybe I'll buy the book, and then you can read it, or see if it's at the library. Because I was like, that one's really good. And it's, like, a werewolf, and she's, like, she's not a robot, but, like, that's the vibe. You know, kind of, you know how they say in a lot of books, like, Fae tend to be emotionless?
Yeah.
So she's kind of like, she's a person, but she's, like, doesn't have emotions. So that's what the, like, Psy are. But that one's a good book. Just saying.
Okay, yeah. I'm down to give it a stab.
Yeah?
Yeah. I also think, what if, in my brain now... Already subconsciously, I'm like, oh, it's Ellie Hazelwood. I won't like it. But you never know. What if one day you give me a blind book and you cover the cover and then I read it and see? Or is 4 books enough? It's like...
I think it's enough. I think you tried because I've only read that Love Hypothesis and this one.
My 2 highest ratings.
But personally, because you also don't like Otessa Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
You also don't like Tessa Bailey, and I like Tessa Bailey. So, I feel like if we were to analyze, there must be something similar that both Tessa Bailey and Ellie Hazelwood both do in their books and in their writing style, which you don't like.
It's kind of exciting because now it makes me want to, like, break down. Like, what is it about the writing style? Because it's just these 2 authors. For now. Until we read more books. So.
One day we'll figure it out. Because I would say that they, in my head, they are similar. But I can't, like, pinpoint what it would be that makes them something that you don't like. Because I was like, I like it. So maybe it's just, like, it's too blah for you is maybe what it is.
Okay. I'm trying to think now. What, other than Emily Henry, what other, like, romance books did we, like, agree on that we're like the same, like, stars?
Are you trying to say that we don't normally agree?
No, I'm trying to say, like, what do we like, and then maybe we can figure out what we don't like.
I'm gonna be honest, I would say we don't normally agree on romance books. Because I was like, you liked the Ashley
Poston.
Yeah,
did romantics. I like that.
Yeah, and for me, that's how I feel about
those book. That book.
Yeah,
you're like,
I could care less.
Mm.
So I wonder what it is. Is it a POV thing?
I haven't read Bride in a while. What POV is it?
In my head first.
Yeah. Oh.
What POV is Dead Romantic?
I have to find out now.
Can I have a chicken?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, by the way, we're eating for the first time while doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if you can hear it, listeners out there, until we listen to this back.
Yeah, I feel like you can, so I'm sorry, but also we're hungry, so.
How do I find out, other than what point of view is Dead Romantics? In my head, I feel like it's first person too.
Yeah, me too. I would agree.
Yeah, so maybe it's not that.
It must be a character thing. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I just, like, don't analyze when I read.
It's just vibes.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be fair, I do think we know. Because a lot of times if I read something, Although, actually, you're right, I don't know. Because I was going to say, normally if I read something, I'll know if you like it. But the only reason I knew you didn't like this one is because you don't like Allie Hazelwood. And I also know you don't like Tessa Bailey. So if I recommended her a Tessa Bailey book, but like with the disclaimer of you might not like it. Because for some reason you don't like this author. So I actually don't know why.
I added that Tessa Bailey book to my TBR. So, so Haley, I was going to ask you, for Bride, did you like the book as a whole? Or were you really into the shipping, like the main character, Misery, and now I want to say Owen, but that's not his name.
Low.
There we go.
Is there a difference?
I mean, like, there's like the mystery aspect of it. We're like, oh, who's trying to kill me? Where's my friend?
Yeah, actually, I was wondering where her friend was. So you're right. Thank you for asking. I did like the aspect of like it was. That's why I was surprised that you were like, I could put it down and, like, be done with it. And I was like, you didn't want to know where her friend was?
The writing style.
I was just telling Amy that I finished this horrible book, but I had to finish it because I had to know how it ended because I was really confused where it was going. I feel like with this, it did. I had to know where her friend was.
Did you predict it?
No. Did you?
No.
It was weird because I feel like they didn't give you enough information, like, to predict it, because she also was keeping it, I mean, you kind of got glimpses, but I felt like she was kind of keeping it a secret, like, why they fought.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, really confused. Although I was like, I bet she's half shifter.
Good job.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't guess it, but you did a good job.
Oh. I mean, like, why else would he have his sister's name in her notebook? And then her disappearing would be, like,
I feel like you're just good at, like, predicting things. I was just like, I don't know. I was just getting rid.
I mean, I do want to have a disclaimer. I'm not actually sure if I predict things. What if I just tell you I predict them?
I believe.
I don't actually.
I believe you. Your word?
Like, imposter syndrome. I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm predicting. You know, because if you think of everything, are you really predicting or are you just thinking of everything? Right? How can I really know what I was thinking?
No, because you know why I don't know? Because I think of nothing. That's how I 100% know I did not predict anything.
So you were just along for the ride.
I was, yeah.
Were you tricked when her brother, like, brought in her husband?
Yeah.
And she was like, you betrayed me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa. And then I'm like, did I read this wrong? Like, I thought I, like, skipped something because I started scanning a little bit to get there. I'm like, wait, do I go back? Was her brother bad?
It was a trick.
I also wasn't too invested in their romance. Writing style can do that to you.
Don't I know it. I was, like, confused. I didn't like the whole he lied.
Oh, what? Oh, so he can't not her?
Oh, no. That he lied. And she believed him.
Wait, can you... What did he lie about?
That he was like, you're not my mate. And she was like, oh my god, you're right. Right?
Yeah, that was kind of sad. But I get it.
Oh, do you?
Because haven't we read it in, like, books before where they just want to, like, hurt you? I'm like, ah, oh, it's one of these.
I know, yeah. I think that's why I didn't give it 5 stars, because it was one of these. I was like, I did really like it until, like, the end-ish. And I was like, oh my god, we all know you guys are mates. Can we just move along? Like, get to the end of wherever her friend is. But I'm excited because clearly, I mean, you probably won't read it, but they have it set up for the sequel.
Oh,
like,
shoot,
her friend
really?
And that guy.
Oh, wait, what?
You're killing me. I mean, I guess she might not make a sequel.
Wait, which guy?
Has she ever made a sequel? The, like, you know, the guy that was at the lady's house who they thought was creating all these problems?
Mm-hmm.
And that guy who was, like, friendly, he saw her friend and was, like, felt the spark. Remember?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
at the very end.
I forgot. Yeah.
So I was like, clearly, you have an avenue for a sequel.
Oh.
But I was kind of confused because in my head, that guy was like 50 years old.
Oh, me too!
So I was like, oh.
In my head? Okay, do you remember? Did you watch Twilight?
Yeah.
In my head, the friend looked like Jacob's dad.
Oh, no. Oh.
So as soon as I read that ending where he fell apart, he had to quickly morph into Jacob.
I mean, to be fair, I pictured, I mean, now that if we're really talking about it, I imagine him to be like Charlie.
That too, yeah.
So like, that age range of like old man.
No, I think she said something in the book, though.
That he's old? Well, because yeah. I feel like they called him uncle.
Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if he's old. Like, is it going to be an age gap romance?
It might be. Because why are we both thinking that he's old?
Because I do think if you call someone uncle, you just automatically assume. Yeah, I don't know. Because, right, yeah, he helped him grow up. Yes. Which makes him old.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be age gap.
She's really just going out there and doing her best.
She's doing... Ellie Iswood is diving into different romances.
Yeah, I mean, good for her. I liked it.
I'm glad you bought it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't buy it. That would have been dumb if I bought it. With my track record.
Yeah, but what are you doing, Amy?
I don't know.
It's like, I'm not sure my track record's any better.
My, side note. My fortune cookie says a forgotten project will resurface at the perfect moment.
Not gonna lie, that sounds like a nightmare.
Right?
Yeah, that's like...
It doesn't matter if it comes at a perfect moment. I forgot the project.
Yeah, but maybe it means like, hey, your love of editing.
Yeah.
Like...
I should start making AMVs. Oh, also another side note. Okay, so remember a couple episodes ago, you recommended the song... Not My Fault by Renee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a great edit with Paige Beckers.
I would like to see that.
I know.
If you make it, show it to me.
If I make it, I'm like, that's like diving into a deeper, a deeper hole.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to make a March Madness podcast episode.
Okay. We'll make it after this.
Yeah, maybe. You guys will hear about Amy's love for Paige Beckers.
Yes. Gotta keep you on your toes. We can't give you everything in one episode.
Yeah. My fortune, if anybody cares.
I care.
Is you see beauty where others only see ordinary.
Aww, like this book?
I mean, only you see it as ordinary. Everybody else loved it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Especially after reading this one. I mean, I already knew, but I was like, I really didn't like Fake Mate, just as a heads up.
I liked Fake Mate.
But this one has a story.
Mm-hmm.
This one has mystery.
The other one's like, oh, if you want to read Spice, I would read Fake Mate for me.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because this one, and it could just be that I liked the romance
more. I think it's because you like the romance more.
Well, maybe Fake Mate is not that spicy, because I was like, that's actually not...
They had more scenes.
Did they? This one had more scenes.
This one had like 3 scenes. I think Fake Mate had 5.
In my head, they only had like 2. Anyway, so we differ. It's actually crazy that we don't like the same romances.
To an extent, like we have a Venn diagram. And the middle, I feel like, is like...
Fantasy.
Fantasy romance. Romantasy. And
but that's it.
And Emily Henry. I mean, we rated the same for all her books.
Did we?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, actually, the books we like are pretty different. If I'm being honest, right?
Now I have to think. Like, think. I mean, also, the books, I mean, they're not, like, off by a lot. It's, like, 1 star.
Yeah.
But... I guess, like, the difference is, like, you would say, I like it, and I would say, eh.
Which, yeah. In my head, is a very big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously books that we didn't like together, so that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's why listeners keep listening, because they want to hear both of our perspectives.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, we keep it fresh.
Anyways.
That was our review of Bride.
Yeah.
I liked it.
let us know on our Instagram what you thought of Bride.
Yeah.
Now, to wrap up this wonderful, wonderful podcast episode, shall we choose a song?
We shall. Okay. I feel like I... Okay, I'll just say it. Espresso. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to
it? I haven't. I've been living under a rock for the past, like, week.
It's good. 2 weeks.
I'll give it a listen. My song recommendation was from my Discover Weekly, Deeper Well by Kacey Musgraves.
I was just listening to Kacey Musgraves.
Oh.
Oh, you just listened to that one?
Yeah, because, you know, the Discover Weekly playlist.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone. That wraps up our two-part episode of Omegaverse.
Yes. See you later.
Bye-bye.